So, first settling in as usual. Feet on the ground. Feeling the weight up through the calves and shins. Feeling into the thighs, the weight on the sits bones. Sitting erect on the chair and feeling the weight through your spine, through your body, neck and head, shoulders and collarbones and arms. Just becoming aware of your body. And now bringing to mind how it feels when you're having an allergic reaction. And especially how it feels in your eyes, your sinuses, your throat, and your lungs. Or if it's a skin allergy in your skin. And just feeling that enough to feel what it's like to have that allergic reaction. And now starting to really gently, really, really slowly twist your entire spine from the top of the neck all the way down to the lower back. Tiny, tiny movements, rotating, looking for the area that lights up with emotional charge when you do this. And your allergic symptoms may get stronger. That's okay. But paying less attention to the physical and more attention to the non-physical or emotions, apart from the physical response you're well aware of, what lies underneath it, and where in your body is that stored. You may find one or two spots. One's enough. If there's more than one, that's fine as well. Paying special attention to your lungs, because the lungs are very good at storing and hiding emotions, loss, sadness, dejection. So feeling into your lungs with these rotational movements. Until you find a spot that has an emotional spike and may also spike the symptoms, the allergic symptoms. And when you find that spot, just pause there and very gently, very tiny side bending movements, to see if you can accentuate, highlight, slightly increase the feeling there. You're looking for and finding the spot of maximum intensity. And when you've got that spot of maximum intensity, pause there as well, twisting and side bending for maximum intensity. If you're still looking, you can pause the recording. If you're ready to move on now, try adding in forwards and back bending, flexion extension. To again see where you can maximize the intensity, highlight that spot the most. There'll be some places that seem to diffuse the intensity and other places that seem to intensify it. You want to intensify it. And it may be stronger in one direction, flexing or extending. You want to find the direction that's strongest. And when you've got that, just pause there as well. So now you've got all three planes of movement, rotation, side bending, flexion extension, to find and highlight, become more and more aware of this spot that your body knows is important for this allergic response you have. Holding it there. And now allowing your lymph system to become involved. Even if you don't know what the lymph system is, that's okay. It's a network that drains fluids from the body, drains fluids from the tissues through a network of small veins and recycles those fluids back into the heart. So just in your imagination, you can start to imagine the fluids from that spot moving from that area and being recycled to the heart. And the lymph system is also important for the immune function. So you're starting to engage your immune response now, recognizing how that spot, how that wound, how this place has influenced your immune system and has started long ago an immune response that was a mistake, that confused the emotional with the physical and allowed you to create this allergic reaction that doesn't serve you well. Now draining, allowing to drain through the immune system that information, that immune response reactions, those fluids that carry the immune information in your tissue into the immune system and into the heart. So now you may feel something in your heart. The immune system drains in, top right of the heart, just to the left of the chest bone. As you drain into the heart, clearing the immune system, flushing the immune system, you may feel a heaviness or a weight in your heart. And that's okay. Just allow yourself to feel that. It's possible that your head position may have changed or may be moving to almost in your mind's eye look down at your heart, to pay more attention to your heart, as you just allow that flow, that flushing, that clearing of this old, outdated immune response, releasing, freeing, cleaning, clearing into the heart, where it can gradually be recycled. And if you like, you can put the palm of your hand on your heart, in the spot that feels most to you, and just allow that to continue this cleaning, clearing, flushing process, washing away through the heart, clearing that immune response. Beginning to breathe more deeply in the heart. Beginning to open in the heart. Feeling an openness, a release in the original spot, beginning to happen naturally. If it's a place in your torso, breathing into the original spot and breathing into your heart. If it's in your skin or your limbs, just allowing the sense of opening and freedom. As you drain and release this old, outdated immune response, as you just let go, what was stored there, information, now outdated, becoming aware of a new reality, a neutral response, no reaction, just allowing yourself to release, to open, to lighten. Feeling that flow, the lymph system draining the allergies, draining the allergic response, draining the system, draining the old information stored, releasing it through the lymph system, draining through the heart, flushed and recycled, opening up now, just allowing that flow, that lightness, allowing that release to happen naturally. Feeling less inflammation, feeling more vitality in the tissues, healing energy, relaxed, calm, feeling present in the present moment, being now in the body. A response that's appropriate now. Updating the immune system. Present time result, response. Present time reaction. Neutrality, acceptance. Everything's okay here. Everything's okay now. Starting to build that response here and now in the moment. Neutrality. Feeling those changes spread through your immune system, through your body. Feeling that outdated immune response wash away everywhere. Washing away old, outdated responses. Just feeling the new response now. Just appreciating the new response. No response, no reaction. Present time, presence. It's all okay. Sinuses clearing. Skin spots clearing. Throat clearing. Lungs starting to release and relax. Breath coming more easily now. And making a mental and a body-centered note now of this expanded, relaxed state. We'll use this expanded, relaxed state in the next exploration you do. For now, just being aware of it and enjoying it. For now, just appreciating this expansion and release. Decreased inflammation, cooler, more expanded, more relaxed, more light, more ease. And when you have that sense of expansion and relaxation, that sense of presence, that sense of calmness. You can just enjoy that as much as you like, for as long as you like. And then come back to the present time, opening your eyes. Knowing that so long as you made some improvement, any improvement, that's sufficient. You can come back and use this exploration again to make greater improvements in the future. And you can also use the next exploration to go even deeper with making this change. So as long as you made some release, some flushing, some drain, know that that's sufficient for now. And we'll continue later. Enjoy that for as long as you like, and then come on back.